I don't know why you make an apparatus that goes on your watch that's supposed to check your steps when it's a fraud.
It's a fraud.
It's a total fraud, Samantha. Do you know this?
Well, I think you've just figured out that if you move your arm well enough, that you count steps.
And I am the first person to take a shortcut, find a way to cheat. And I'm mad at that it's this easy to do.
I'm sorry. What?
I am mad because I'm putting in the steps. I'm not just moving my arms. I'm stepping. Sometimes at work, I'm pushing things. My arms aren't free and I'm stepping. I'm doing the work and I'm not getting the credit for the steps. Maybe I'm thin and I don't even know it. I'm just saying, hey,
Maybe I'm thin and I don't even know it
because my Fitbit's not counting my steps properly.
Okay. Yes. That's exactly it, Lisa.
I'm just saying.
That's it.
Make it an ankle monitor, dear Fitbit.
Dear Fitbit, fix this.
Dear Fitbit, I'm not impressed.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
I felt I was podcasting again.
Oh, no. Oh,
came back like a dirty old penny. It just came back. I tell you.
Lisa, how are we gonna get you to stop that?
I don't know, right? Because I just can't, apparently. Some days I can.
Some days you're on, some days you're off.
You never know what Lisa's actually going to show up for the recording, right? Is it the podcasting Lisa or the podcasting Lisa? Hard to say. Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Just depends on the day, Samantha.
Are you splitting? Like, do we need to worry? Are we going to have, like, is it the five faces of Eve? Do you remember that? The five faces of Eve?
I don't know. Right now, I've been wondering since we started recording, what's going up in the sky here? Because my eyes are just permanently fixed on something up above. Look up, way up, and there's nothing there but my eyes.
It's like a cat or a dog when they're, like, staring into a corner, and it's like, what are you staring at?
I know. Friends of the podcast, we're going to post this part of the podcast so you can see me looking up at the sky at nothing, probably for the whole podcast.
Yeah. Right? She always looks a little bit up.
I'm a little bit up and I don't know why.
We don't know.
Because I feel like I'm looking at you, but only with one eye or something. Uh-huh. I don't know.
I'm making an observation.
Okay, tell me.
I think that we need to get those fancy ring lights so that we always look a little bit better than we're supposed to.
Well, I have that one that the HHG gave me.
I'm going to suggest that you start using it. And then I'm going to go
as good as I need to.
And then I'm going to go get one so that we can always have flattering soft light.
Flattering soft light as opposed to what do we have now? Harsh everyday light.
Harsh everyday light.
Samantha, yeah. We are women in our 50s. We don't need the light to make us look pretty. We are beautiful inside and out.
I'm going to take some light.
I'm going to take the light. You also will take the filler. You'll take the Botox. I won't. But I probably would take some light.
Yes.
It's like, remember when I accidentally did the Muffin Man on the TikTok and I accidentally put a filter on? Yeah, I remember. And I had like these crazy, crazy big lips.
They were not your lips.
They were not my lips, but I didn't even notice that they were not my lips. I just thought I looked a little bit smoother than usual.
Don't we all wish we looked a little bit smoother in real life?
I don't know. There's something to be said for those filters, I guess. Okay. How's your week been?
It's been good. The weather's been decent. That's good.
Right? I think we've turned the corner.
We have turned the corner.
We turned the corner, Samantha. I think we're in summer.
Just like 2 weeks ago, we had snow.
Just, right? We were having a blizzard and now we're like footloose and fancy free.
Yeah. And now the sun is coming and it's going to sear us to death. So we go from frigid temperatures to we're going to sizzle you till you just can't sizzle anymore.
Right? We totally do. Right? So now it's that time. It sounds like all we do is complain about the weather. I guess we do.
Oh my God. We're in the prairies. It's like our form of like quick small talk.
Yeah. Because now it's getting too warm, but too cold still in the morning.
Oh, yeah. It's still a little chilly in the morning.
Right? And still a little chilly when you're sleeping with the fan on.
Uh-huh. But now we're also talking about, is the weather good for the farmers? Because now we've gone the other way.
Now we're concerned about them.
Now we're concerned about the farmers.
Right. And half of Alberta's burning down.
Oh, God. Yes.
Right.
It's not New Orleans is sinking, is Alberta is on fire.
Alberta is burning, man, and I don't want to swim.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. All right. I'm not dancing over it. I'm not sugarcoating it. It's a bone to pick, and the bone to pick is with you. Really, Samantha, you needed to post a TikTok about your ice cream?
Yes, I did. Oh my God. Really? I just could, you know what? I, it was a beautiful day. I took advantage of it. I was like, I'm here. I'm going to do this. And I got 2 scoops in a waffle cone and I didn't feel bad about it.
What flavor did you get?
Well, I'm calling it the Sammy cone.
The Sammy cone.
Yeah. It's a Sammy cone. It's
please don't tell me there was bubble gum.
Oh my God. Of course there was.
Of course there was. Of course there was
bubblegum ice cream and strawberry and banana. Yeah. Okay. I felt I needed some fruit with the bubblegum.
That's a new addition to the lineup.
Well, it looked enticing. So I thought I gotta look somewhat adulty, but still have my bubblegum ice cream.
Right. And then you needed to post it and you needed to goad and you needed to rub it in.
Yeah. But you know what? I felt the world needed to know that you need to go get an ice cream. And Lisa wasn't getting one today. Ha, 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 ha.
And Lisa didn't get one today. And actually, you know what? And then it brings me back to my bitterness that I'm still carrying over from last summer about all of the DQ coupons that Lisa didn't get to participate
in. Which, by the way, I found them.
And did they expire?
I didn't even look.
You need to check that out, Samantha. That's really the kicker.
That's really the kicker.
But you know what? I think you're right. I think we need more ice cream in our lives this summer.
I think it's a necessity.
Like Mike's been eating ice cream, but he just eats vanilla. Hey.
Oh, I mean, that's okay.
Like he doesn't put a stitch of nothing on it. Just a bowl of vanilla ice cream.
Sometimes that's all you need in your life.
No.
I think we should go on an adventure. There is a cool little ice cream shop. It is towards Rostern, I believe.
Okay.
It's outside the city. It's maybe a half hour drive, but it's called Little Bean and it's owned and operated by a couple of younger ladies. Okay. And they started this a couple years ago and I've been wanting to go because they have treats that you are going to love.
Oh, well, let's go live on location one day.
I think we should because they have everything. They have Dole Whip. They have ice cream. They do an ice cream nacho thing. They do bananas. Yeah.
Banana split. You had me at banana split. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this might be, a little bit of an adventure for us.
If you were going to make, now that we're talking about banana splits and they're near and dear to my heart, if you were going to make a banana split, and I know it's not your go-to.
No, it is
not. You don't like the pineapple. You don't like the pineapple topping. Okay. No. But let's just say you could make any type of banana split. What would your banana split look like? I don't know this about you.
I think it would just be vanilla ice cream with because I don't mind the banana part.
Right.
Probably more strawberry than pineapple.
Okay.
Maybe some chocolate sauce, maybe caramel sauce. Yeah, I probably do. Yeah, I like hot fudge, but I like caramel too.
Have you had the pineapple?
Yes. I mean, it's fine, but it's not my go-to.
It's nobody's go-to.
No, you love a banana split. You can't make people love banana splits.
Why? I feel
you can't. I don't care what you think. I don't care.
I feel that the banana split just does not get the credit it deserves.
You know what? And at this age, Lisa, you should just be over that.
I'm not going to be over it. I'm going to continue my love of banana splits. And I just think, I think you don't give them a good enough try. You're always like, not a banana splint. I'll have a peanut butter parfait.
Well, yes, I guess.
Right. Mm-hmm. What did a banana split ever do to you?
Actually, if I'm being honest, I'd rather have a DQ blizzard. So
you take the blizzard before the banana split?
For sure I would.
So you're at the Dairy Queen. Let's paint the scenario, friends of the podcast. We're at the Dairy Queen. You can have anything you want. What are your 2 things you're picking?
A DQ blizzard.
Okay. What flavor?
Probably the Oreo or mint chocolate. I like.
You always like that one. And what's your second? What's your go-to? They say, oh, sorry, blizzard machine's down.
Crispy Crunch.
No, there's no blizzard.
Oh, there's no blizzard.
Blizzard machine is down. Blizzard hot machine is out of orders.
Hot fudge Sunday.
Yeah. Do you get hot fudge on the bottom and the top like I do?
No.
I feel you don't. I feel you're just on the top.
I feel like that's just whatever they give me is fine.
I feel I make adjustments to that, right?
You know because... what? When you make ice cream difficult, that says something about you.
I know it does.
When you make ice cream difficult, it really just tells the world a few things.
It says I'm creative. It says I'm creative.
Nope.
And I think outside of the box. That's what it says. No, totally. My go-to is always the banana split. And then I'm getting the Mr. Misty.
Oh, because you like those.
I do. Because like slush puppy, right?
Yeah, I know.
That's my days. Bleh. So, okay. Let's, I hope that this pertains to you and you just haven't said something about it yet. I've been waiting. I heard about it on Monday, but I didn't hear from you. And I'm like, is she sitting on it? Has she not checked it? When are you going to let me know? When are you going to tell me that we're $5 million richer?
We are not.
What? Somebody I was hoping $5 million in Saskatoon.
I know, but I was hoping that would be like the stuff that you buy.
No, because this was one in Saskatoon and I was just away.
Oh, and I didn't buy tickets last week. So there would be the problem.
Are you serious? So I go away and I continue buying tickets in Ontario and you take a rest?
You didn't win in Ontario?
No, you're not. I just because I'm there doesn't mean I'm going to win. But you couldn't have won here because you didn't bother to play.
No. Oh, my God. Yes, but someone is $5 million richer. Congratulations, whoever that person is. That's fabulous.
Because you dropped the ball.
And apparently Lisa's upset.
Right? Because you dropped the ball.
Whoa, right? I am two for two. Screwed her over in ice cream and now screwed over her in the lotto.
Right? And now Woo-hoo! The lottery that was won. Yeah, screw you, Lisa. That's you know, it's funny. When you screw over your best friend two times in 1 week, it says a lot about somebody.
It's not. Okay, the first one was on purpose because I didn't care that I was having ice cream without you.
Right.
Because fine. I just needed it in my life. But the lotto, fine. I just forgot.
You just forgot.
Yeah, right. You know.
Okay. Well, good. Uh-huh. Thank God we don't pick numbers because, boy.
Could you imagine?
No, I'd be having your head on a platter right now. That's what I'd be doing.
I would have had to relocate.
You would have gone in the witness protection plan. Your new name would have been like Jane Bumblebee or something weird like that. Right? You'd be dark haired, match your eyebrows, and the whole bit. Right? Yeah.
It would have been horrendous.
I'd be like, I'm looking for Sam. And they'd be like, we know nobody named Sam. There is somebody new to the city. Her name is Jane Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
Right? She's dark hair. Right? You would be having to go under that.
Yeah.
Or four.
Okay. But I need to talk about this.
Okay.
I apparently have started to take TV show advice from Kelly and Mark. You know, our buddies,
as in live from?
Yeah. Kelly and Mark. Okay.
Hang on. So we've gone full. Is this a full circle moment, Samantha? Last time we talked about Kelly and Mark, I was trying to convince you that we had not given him a fair chance yet.
I'm fully on board.
And so is the HHG. She messaged me last night saying, I like Mark.
Yep.
I'm like, okay.
He's loose now. Now he's loose,
right? So yeah. All like loose. Okay. Yeah. So he's loose. Tell me. I've missed a few episodes. So.
Oh, okay. Well, they were talking because the beauty of those two is that they actually watch quite a bit of TV. And I'm like, that is dear to my heart because, you know, I love a good show. And they discussed this show called The Diplomat on Netflix. Now, I had seen it and I was like, oh, looks boring, blah, whatever. But they're like, no, it's really good. And then they kind of gave a little synopsis. And I was like, I'm intrigued. Okay. So over the weekend.
You binged.
I binged and watched.
That's how you
There's only 8 episodes. So it was easy to binge. And I loved it. And all I thought was, what the hell?
Wow.
I am now taking TV show advice from Kelly and Mark. I feel like I need to write them going, guys, whatever you're watching, I need you to tell me. because
right? And then I think you better pick good get in touch with our friend Lori Gelman and tell her you want the heads up on this stuff, right?
If you could just clue me in quicker.
Right? If you could just read the show notes ahead of time and just drop us a line. Right? We're not looking for anything. We're just wanting the TV synopsis.
Like, what is my life coming to that now I'm like taking advice from people that I have, they only know through the TV.
You only know through the TV, but obviously they have a track record of giving you good shows.
Yes.
All right. So
here I am.
Would I like that show?
Yes, actually, I think you would because it's about politics.
I know, but God, I'm never going to sit down and UK, watch 8 hours of shows. Oh, UK. No.
No. She's a US ambassador in the UK and something happens and it was such a good ending. I cannot wait. Hopefully there is a season 2.
Can I just watch the last one? That's how I basically.
You will never get it. This is not the This Is Us, okay? Where you jumped in at the last season and you only cried for a season.
Like, I know, right? That's what
I'm sorry. You can't.
I'm looking to replace that in my life.
Yes. No, you will not cry. You will just be intrigued as to what happens and the negotiation tactics and the things that people do.
I missed a full week of Mark and Kelly. I'm not there yet. I'm not completely buying in. So I need another week before I jump on board.
Well, HHG and I, we have good taste. So
I know you guys do. You do, right? You definitely do. On Netflix last night, I watched the Oprah and Michelle Obama.
I have not seen that yet.
I like that. It reminded me of when we saw her.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was good when we saw her.
And you remember, do you remember your initial reaction to that? Do you remember your initial reaction to, let's role play it. Hey, Sam, I got us 2 tickets to go see Michelle Obama and Sam, insert Sam's comment here.
Really?
Really?
It was really good. She was very person. It was quite the show.
Except she did say hello, Calgary, when it was Saskatoon.
Yes, she did.
But jet lag might do that to a person. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I recommend that on Netflix because you get Oprah and you get Michelle Obama.
Okay.
And they're good. And that's TV advice from Lisa.
No. So. Yes, because, yeah, this is the woman who watches the news as her like favorite show.
Yeah, right. The news and some sports. That seems to be where my interests lie right now. Okay. I got Samantha. Oh, my goodness. Right. I am having issues and I don't know. I'm mad and then I'm just boiling over. I'm trying to drink more water, right? Because it's good for you. You got to drink your water. Drink more water. Drink lots of water. So I put water in my special little, you get those little water containers.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because you're up in your game, right? You're being all, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm up in my game. Bottle of water, not enough. Right? I need special container to really be all in. Uh-huh. So I got my special container. I'm all in. I fill it up with water. I sit it on my desk at work. That fucker, you know what it does? It just goads me all day. It makes me not drink it, actually. It's actually doing the opposite of wanting to drink it. It's making me mad at it. I just stare at it and I'm like, oh, you think just because you're there,
okay,
you have some pullover.
And this is the problem. Okay. A container cannot goad you.
It's goading me.
That's you, crazy lady.
This is the five faces of attitude.
This is the five faces of Lisa. There's there's normal Lisa. There's podcast Lisa. There is, I don't drink water, Lisa. You're not going to be the boss of me, water. Right? That's you. You've got 3 so far. By the end of the show, you would probably have 10. Like, I'm not kidding.
Remember when I had the water app and water was trying to be the boss of me again?
Okay. I don't know why you bother to try and drink more water because all you ever do is complain. And then you make it sound like it's water's fault. Water is not a person. It doesn't recognize your feelings. It doesn't care if you drink it.
And that's the problem with it.
It's perfectly fine not being consumed by you.
And that's the problem with water, right? Because it doesn't take my feelings into consideration. It just sits there with some big ass attitude. Like, look at me, I'm water. And back when you were a kid, your mama couldn't make you drink me. Then they put me in a plastic bottle and then I got money for you. And then I got money. Now I got $50 for a container. And now I go in this pretty little container.
Okay.
Water's a bitch.
If you could drink water out of a hose every day, like you did when you were a kid, would you drink more water?
Yeah, because I loved that. I liked hose water. Right?
We all loved hose water as a child.
And hose water didn't feel like punishment.
No, it felt adventurous. Right. Ooh, we're drinking out of the hose.
Right? Water in the 70s and the 80s when you were like, hey, mom, can I have a glass of juice? Why don't you just have a glass of water? Punishment. water out at Marty Petter's backyard from the hose. Not punishment. Pleasure.
No, pleasure. Yes.
Water in my jug at work. Punishment.
Okay. So then let's roll that back. Let's roll it back to when you were a child. So basically, if someone gave you a glass of water, that was a punishment. If you drank water out of a hose, it was, woohoo, this is fun.
Pleasure.
Right? So why would you think as an adult that you would change your attitude about water in any receptacle?
Because I grew up.
But did you?
Did you really grow up, Lisa?
Did you? Really? Okay.
I feel like I did.
I feel like you haven't, because you haven't gotten over the fact that you feel water is punishment. Your words, you said it. Let's roll it back.
Totally.
You said water was punishment.
It's the exact same way I feel about walking. Had a heart attack, had to walk. Punishment. Punishment. Right?
But that being said,
I don't like
you actually keep track of your walking and now are officially upset with your Fitbit because it isn't accurately
because it's keeping track of your walking. Also is goading me and it's not being accurate. It's not being truthful. I feel I have a healthy relationship with my Fitbit.
You have a strange relationship with all things, actually. Oh. But today it's water and Fitbit.
Today it's water, right?
Oh my God. Okay. Like
it's water.
Just drink it. Don't drink it. Water doesn't have feelings. Let's just remind ourselves. Water doesn't have feelings.
Well, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll be at my desk. Maybe I'll do a TikTok tomorrow from my office and I'll be like, okay, dear water. And then dear water will be like, just sitting there with its rear and its ugly attitude-y head going, come on, you better drink. And you should just drink not just one of these. You should probably drink two of them. Oh, now water has expectations of me too.
It's because you think water has expectations that you don't want to drink it.
Yeah, right. Don't expect things from me, water. If I finish you, then I finish you. That's a bonus. If I don't, I don't. I shouldn't feel bad.
I don't think water has any expectations.
My water bottle says differently. It says differently, Samantha. It's not good. Okay. It's not easy being me right now.
It is hard being you, Lisa. But something fun happened for you over the weekend. Let's go back a bit, shall we?
Yeah.
Roll it back.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the coronation.
Shall we? We shall. We certainly should do that, Samantha.
How did it go for you, Lisa?
Okay. Well, first off, it was a little bit rushed, right? Because I was flying home. Because I was visiting Ottawa and visiting my kid sister who turned 50. And I was flying home on Friday. My flight was supposed to land in Saskatoon at 7 o'clock at night. Plenty of time to get ready for the coronation that was starting at 2 a.m. Right? Oh. Had a hat to make, right? Because I, leave it to the last minute, Lisa. Had a hat to make. Here's the thing, right? Still felt I gave myself lots of time until said flight got changed and my flight arrived at 12:30 a.m. and coronation is at 2 a.m.
Oh my God. What time did you never go to bed that you never went to bed?
I never went to bed until probably 7:30 that morning for maybe a couple hours. I never went to bed at that time. Because I had to build my hat.
Oh my God, that's so
And I'm going to give my sister props for this. My sister Linda, she pulled out all the stops this year. She definitely won the hat contest.
Her hat looked pretty good.
It looked really good. My hat looked like it was made at 12:30 in the morning. Just needing a hat, right? Totally screamed that.
It totally did.
Hers was full of love. So that was all fun. And then here's my only thing with the coronation, right? It's hopefully it's my first coronation, right? And but I have to be honest, and I'm sure that all the people that listen to this in the UK are gonna, I'm sure they're gonna have my back on this, right? It's more exciting to marry or bury them. Way more exciting, right? That's a better, that's more bang for your buck right there.
It's more exciting to marry or bury.
Totally. More okay. Weddings and funerals. That's the way to go. Coronation. I'm okay without it. I'm okay without those. I'm glad I had one.
Yes.
Right.
And for history. Well, will we be alive for the next one?
We should be.
We should be.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, we should be there for Prince William.
Yeah. Which will be fine because it's William, right? Mm-hmm. So that'll be nice.
Yeah, but, that'll be nice.
But yeah.
But I don't know. But some interesting things came out of the coronation.
Totally.
Like one, Katy Perry is now a meme.
You know what I think? I think that
she couldn't find her American
women, any women, no women other than women from the UK in Fascinators is absolutely ridiculous. We look ridiculous. We act ridiculous. She couldn't find her seat. That was ridiculous. You're in the Abbey. Just sit down. Just sit down. Take your big saucer pink fascinator. And then we always have to do it so big, right? It can't be just little. And that's the thing. The trend for the young royals is little.
Yeah.
No, Katy Perry, she like did it up, right?
It was huge.
It's like Katy Perry's fascinator has entered the Abbey, right? That's totally what it felt like, right?
Oh gosh, yeah, it did totally.
You know,
and then
that.
Well, and apparently Prince Harry had some funny facial gestures. Apparently,
yes, he was making the odd funny face, and uh-huh. It was just awkward, right? Like awkward, like I don't know. But you and know, people, what the highlight.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
The highlight is Louis. Louis's the highlight.
That's, he was waving.
People only want Louis, right? I want Louis. I want Louis. I want Louis, right? That's the highlight right there.
Oh, the kid. Awesome.
He's so cute, right? Like he's going to be the one that doesn't go bald, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a hot throw. He's going to be a hottie.
But you know what I thought was really funny is that people were commenting about the fact that Prince Harry wasn't on the balcony. He was never going to be on the balcony.
He's not a working royal.
He's not a working royal.
He's not welcome on the balcony.
No.
Right?
So you don't work for the royals.
You don't work there, right? You don't get to go to the fancy supper if you're not working there.
Yeah. And he's not in the big fancy picture either.
No, because
they're all wearing all their robes and stuff.
Nope. And he doesn't get to wear any of that stuff because he poo-pooed it. He thumbed his nose and didn't want anything to do with that. So you can't have it both ways, Harry. Go write your spare part too. Why don't you?
Oh, geez.
Right? So it was interesting. But, you know, it was like, I mean, anything royal, right? Lots of fun. Lots of cool.
Did you watch the concert, though?
Yeah, like I watched like I watched it afterwards, right? Like what I could. I don't know. Again, right? Seems awkward, right? Like royals dancing is weird. Right? Like I think the British, no offense dear British people, I feel that they don't have the best sense of rhythm.
Oh, maybe not. Well,
right? Like early sack group. Let's just say that group.
Maybe that group.
Right? Like I feel that
let's not all lump them together.
No, right? But definitely that group, I feel, are not chock full of rhythm, right? And I don't know, when your headliner's Lionel Richie, I don't know.
I thought Katy Perry did well.
She did well, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not a Katy Perry fan.
Okay.
She's not my favorite, right? Like, I just think, I'm a firework, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. That's how I feel, kind of. And her big gold dress, like, hi, you are not the queen. Right? You're not the queen. But you know what? Kind of fun. Always a great time. A royal celebration is.
Yes.
You know, and I'm glad to have been part of it. But something has changed in my world, and I don't know what to do, Samantha.
Uh-huh.
Right? Jenny Craig is shutting down all of her operations.
How does that affect you? Why? Had you joined Jenny Craig and you didn't tell us?
No, but maybe I was going to, because guess what I learned this week? Winter wasn't so kind to me. Don't laugh.
Have you tried don't on your laugh. Clothes? Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm just happy my t-shirts fit right now. I have not yet tried my shorts on and I'm a little bit leery. Not going to lie.
I feel like the theme of my summer is sausage. I feel like, so today I was at work. I was in a black dress pant. I was in a shirt that I wore last year because I haven't bought all my work clothes yet.
Right.
I was in a last year work shirt, went in to go talk to my boss, said to her, yeah, so apparently winter hasn't been that kind to me. She looks at me and she's like, does that mean you don't want to go for lunch today? No. No, of course it doesn't mean that. It means I'm accepting the fact that winter hasn't been that kind. I'm accepting the fact that my button being a little bit snugger in said pant is totally on me, right? My muffin top seems to be overfilling a little bit more than what I recall in certain things. And now I hear Jenny Craig is shutting down her operation. So maybe she was going to be my go-to.
You were gonna have a Jenny Craig summer, were you?
I maybe was going to. I've never dabbled in Jenny.
they make all your food, so you don't have to worry about it. They come in little pouches.
Like, how come? Why didn't we ever try Jenny Craig? It sounds perfect.
Well, because you can't live off of little packages of food for the rest of your life.
Marie Osmond made a living on it. Apparently, yes, you can. Right? Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Oh my God. Okay. But didn't Valerie Bertinelli also do the Jenny Craig?
Was she Jenny Craig?
Yeah, I think she was. Mm-hmm. And she lost a lot of weight and then she gained some weight back and people were all over her about it.
And they shouldn't. They should just love her for being
Valerie. They should just love her for whatever.
Right? Because she's Valerie Bertinelli.
And don't tell me that Marie Osmond didn't get a little nip and tuck. That girl's face is nipped and tucked within an inch of its life.
Because she's got to be in her 60s, right?
Right. So don't tell me she didn't nip and tuck something on her body.
She nipped. She definitely nipped. And I'm sure she tucked. Definitely did something.
That's all I'm not starting a rumor. Well, maybe I am. But I don't know for sure. But hi, guys. Look at her face. If she's willing to do that to her face.
Right. Because her face doesn't really make sense anymore, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but neither does Donnie's. Sense. Like, let's drag him into this too, shall we? His face doesn't look normal either.
He's too shiny. Dear dude, why are you so shiny? Hey, why are you so shiny?
Oh my God.
And should dudes be that shiny? I don't know.
No.
Remember, my Uncle Doug was shiny. Yes. And Uncle Doug made a family appearance after years gone missing and all of a sudden reemerged very shiny. And it's like, oh, you too.
Yeah. You too. He got a little nip. He got a little tuck.
And he probably would deny it. He probably would have said, no, I didn't. But the shininess that they inject into your skin gives it away.
Uh-huh.
Tells the rest of us poor folk that, you did.
Because once you see it, you then start noticing it on other people.
And you can't unsee it. That's all you ever see. Yeah. And then you're right. Then you start looking for it in others. And you're like, oh,
I see what you've done.
Right? Uh-huh. I see a little shine that wasn't there. A natural shine that never goes away. I know what you did.
Shiny is because the skin is stretched so tight that it's like, help me.
Right? It is. It's like when you put on a shirt and that button just wonders, what did it ever do to you? Right? And it's pulling. Oh, no. Right? That's what your face is doing, people.
Your shirt did this past week, okay? Hey?
More like button on my pants.
Your pant was like, Lisa, what did I do to you? I supported you all last year. What are you doing to me now?
And all I thought was, you know what? Dear pants, kind of like my Fitbit. Dear pants, I treated you well last year. And then I put you away for the season. I hung you with care. I took care of you. I brought you back out. And look what happens. You came back smaller. What is with that?
Or you came back bigger. I mean, you had a good winter, Lisa. You put
on a good winter, Samantha.
You did a lot of necessary snacking.
Well, you know what? And I guess it is what it is, right? I got to just try and figure out how to be okay with being okay. Whatever. My bikini days are done.
Oh my God.
Right? They're behind me. Okay. I got to just be okay with being okay. Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl. Right? Just got to be okay with being okay.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
That's what this summer's about, Samantha.
Oh my God. No, she's turning into Oprah for Christ's sake.
Walk with purpose. Rock walk with purpose.
Oh, that's an oldie but a goodie.
Just be okay with being okay. right? Some days you know you're walking with more purpose than others, right? You can feel it.
Oh, didn't you? Right? Isn't that what you used to say at the beginning of our older episode?
I think maybe in our first five episodes, that was my closing.
Walk with purpose. Thank God you changed.
Well, because your reaction was always this, right?
It sounds ridiculous.
but summer 2023 is all about just being okay. Just being okay.
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 Okay. All right.
All right. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be okay. It's right. going to be okay, Samantha. Being okay.
So how do you feel about milk? Are you still avoiding milk right now?
Okay.
I mean, it is summer. So you've probably dropped a few things already. But
right, I've made some switches. Did just finish my first macaroni salad. You know that great macaroni salad that I make from scratch.
Yes,
pretty much from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much,
and
like, from a box. The scratch of the box,
and then scratch. Right, a box and then scratch. So yeah, definitely. Right, we're in that process. Okay, so here's the thing with milk. Right, like remember, I liked milk. Had a heart attack. Didn't like milk. Haven't really only put a little bit of milk in like. When necessary, like in a coffee and stuff like that. Haven't drank milk for like probably almost 4 years since my heart attack. I've not had like a real true glass of milk. I know all you milk people, it's wrong, blah, blah, blah. I get it. It's like the water. It goads me too. However, things changed. Things changed 2 weeks ago. We went from a big 4-liter jug of milk to a 2-liter carton, and it changed my whole life.
Because it went smaller.
It went smaller. And I think my issue with milk wasn't milk. My issue was with milk sitting in the milk container visually so I could see it all in the milk. I think I didn't like what it looked like.
Oh my God. This is the fourth face of Lisa.
I didn't like what milk looked like.
Number four, folks.
I think I didn't like what milk looked like. I think I didn't like what milk looked like.
Okay, so
now I can't see it because it's in the container.
Because it's in a container. Okay.
I don't see it.
Because it was in a large 4-liter jug.
Visible, right? Because the jug is see-through.
Right.
I could just always see all the milk just sitting in the milk. Milk sitting in the milk.
Milk sitting in itself. That's milk. Yes. That makes so much sense, Lisa.
That's milk. That's sitting in it. It's gross. Milk sitting in itself.
No, it's not. It's sitting in a container.
It's like, no, it's like when we take a bath and we just sit in our filth, sitting in its milk.
Nuh-uh. This coming from you, who knows that in Ontario, they buy milk in a plastic bag.
I know they still do bagged milk. It's weird. I don't know why we'd have never evolved to a box of milk.
And
I don't
know. When you snip that bag and you stick it in your little plastic juggy thing, it sits in the fridge. Open to the elements. Yep. That didn't freak you out?
Well, I probably was too young to really think about it, but that might have been what started to shape me. That could have been what
shaped my God. My weirdness. I think we've crossed the threshold, people, as to why she has weird food things. It all stems from your childhood. Everything that you have issues with stems from your childhood.
I can trace it back. Right. But now that milk is in the carton and I can't see the milk in its milk, I don't mind milk.
Now you just got milk. Now milk is like,
now it's just milk. Now it's just a glass of milk.
So it's not the idea. It's not the milk itself, because I'm like, you got on my case just recently, 20 minutes ago, about having an ice cream cone without you. That's milk. Yes.
That's milk. That's different though. Ice cream's different. It was just the liquid milk. Liquid milk.
Huh.
Yeah. And I just realized I like it in a carton. I don't like to see milk sitting in its milk.
I don't know if anybody's ever told you this before, but you're fucking weird, hey? Like, you're just slightly off the
rails.
And I got made fun of because I didn't have childhood toys. I got made fun of because I didn't have all the smelly strawberry things and the snow cone thing and like the Cabbage Patch doll thing.
Right.
And like, I think I made it okay. I think that I'm not as weird as you are. I don't have as many hangups as you.
I don't, but I work, but listen, I just work through my hangup.
Unbeknownst to you, your husband did it for you.
And now I don't mind milk. I like milk.
Wait milk until he switches back.
Milk, milk is milk again. Milk is milk again.
Okay. All right.
Right.
You're so fucking weird.
Why is that so weird?
Because
it's just milk is milk. Milk
and I get that people, so there are people who just don't like milk, and I get that. They're just
there's probably people right now that probably just shut us off, actually. They probably just went like, enough of this weird conversation.
Stop talking about milk.
Why is all she doing talk about milk? It's just milk.
Just be glad she's not talking about her hair, folks.
Right? Because on Saturday, I go get a haircut for this.
Oh, jeez, don't talk. Don't start. Don't start. Okay.
Samantha.
But Lisa. With the warmer weather that's coming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All I thought was, I need to hide my skin.
Oh, we need to color our skin.
We need to color our skin.
We established years ago that dimply white is not a pretty color.
It is not a pretty color.
It's not a pretty color, right? Dimply white is not that attractive.
Yeah. And, you know, and then all of a sudden it went from being like, what was it? Minus 12, minus 15. And now I think by Sunday we're doing like plus 30. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh,
oh. Hot.
Hot.
Hot. Hot.
To be hot.
To right?
Hot.
We need a plan. We need a plan to get, because I felt last year we didn't have a tan plan. We waited till we got to the lake and we burnt the shit out of everything.
Oh yeah, we burned. Hey, one that wasn't
of just well, burning.
We had bad feet. You had bad feet. That wasn't right. Pretty. Yeah, we got to make feet, sure that doesn't happen right? Again.
But we had no base, so I went in dimply white.
Yep.
And it was hot.
And it was hot.
And I don't know if we need if it's an after work patio just to start. Building a little farmer tan or something.
I'm not sitting in my work clothes.
Well, I don't know. We're going to have to figure something. You're going to have to bring a change of clothes to work or something. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I could change it at your office and then we'll meet up after. Something, right? We got to figure something out. We need a tanning plan because before we know it, it's going to be time and we're going to be white as a ghost.
White as a ghost.
Dimply white again. I feel dimply white doesn't, it tans more aggressively.
Maybe we should start with a fake tan.
No, I'm not doing your spray tan. Remember you did that last, remember?
And it didn't work out well.
Maybe if you ever did a tan that looked good. Like, remember the one time, remember you did the going on holidays and I added the tan and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, girl, it wasn't good.
See the back of her legs.
No.
But that's okay. And then you did your spray tan. I'm like, no, still not. No, I'm not totally sold.
Yeah, I'm not
maybe
totally sold.
Maybe if you had a success story, then maybe I'd be like, yeah, for sure we should.
Well, I think it's where you go get your tan, right?
Yeah, like if you go to Fabutan and pay
$20. No.
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 But then do I want to spend a lot of money when my tan goes away in a week? Right? And then I'm just washing my... You pay all this money to get your fake tan and then you just wash it away every day.
That's true. That is very true.
Wash it off.
Wash it away.
Just wash it off every day. I'm going to wash a little more of it off till I'm back to dimply white.
I don't know. All right. Put in the work, Lisa. Sit out there.
Right? We're going to have to put... I think we got to put the work in. I think we're gonna have to hit that little beach that's around here.
Where?
Remember we used to go to a beach or a lake or something?
Oh my God, seriously.
Yeah, right. We're gonna have to take our lawn chairs and go.
Ugh.
We're gonna have to.
Okay, right? I'll think about it.
Give it some thought.
I'll think about it. Thought. Okay, but okay. You know, okay, there's been a lot of stuff on TikTok lately about Gen X. Yeah. And like, I don't need people starting to wake up to the reality that Gen X could probably save the world because we've been through everything.
Because we already know it can.
Yeah. I need to stop. To stop. Yeah. We're only concerned about ourselves.
Yeah, right? Like, so stop jumping on our stop jumping on our bandwagon.
Because as latchkey kids, we learned to fend for ourselves.
Yeah,
so if you haven't figured out the basics of life, we're probably not going to teach you.
No, right? Because we don't care.
We don't care.
And that's probably why you and I didn't have kids. Because I'd be like, why do I have to have a kid and teach them something? Shouldn't they come equipped with all that shit?
Don't start. Because I feel like Gen X, we know it all. And totally. We still keep knowing stuff because we're still at an age with all the advances. We're still part of the new waves of technology and thought and all that kind of stuff, right? Yeah. So we're still part of it. We are the smarter generation.
We are. And part of it too was because nobody sugarcoated stuff. They held us accountable, right? I was telling my sister a story when I was like 5 years old. Now that the Maple Leafs are in the playoffs, said I used to take my allowance and I go down to the man who owned the meat shop, the deli at the end of the main street. And every Saturday he would say to me, Lisa, do you want to bet on the hockey game? And little Lisa would be like, yes, I do. He'd say, okay, you pick what team you want to win. And every week I picked the Maple Leafs. Every Saturday night they lost. And that old man made me give him my quarter. He never once cut me a deal because he was teaching me a lesson, right? You made the deal. You need to follow through and be accountable for your decision.
Right.
You could have picked any team. You keep picking the losing one, dum-dum.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
I mean,
he
you
taught
just,
me that.
Kate, did you not just like the last visit you went to your sister's house, you saved the kids? Like you helped them not become a statistic?
Yeah, because they were like falling for all the stupid shit in the world. Oh, they're going to send me money. No, hang on. They can't just send you money. People don't just give you the money, right? You're not wearing you did not just buy cologne that Brad Pitt wears. You did not just do that, actually. Right? Brad Pitt's not wearing a cologne called Success.
Right. And I just feel like, you know, we're a generation that people need to listen to. We are the smaller generation, right? We're the smallest population.
For sure. For sure.
But that, I think we still have a lot to give. But anyways, the reason why I bring it up is that there are some things that we have done that nobody, like people that are born after us, wouldn't have experienced.
Oh,
like the
sure.
generations now, right?
Yeah.
So things like having to rewind a movie you rented.
Right. From the Blockbuster.
Right. And if you didn't, you got charged a fee because you didn't rewind.
Right. You had to, you were like penalized because you didn't do somebody else's job for them.
Right. Yeah. Right. And then the other one is like being able to learn or see the correct lyrics to a song only by reading the album liner notes.
Remember that? Or remember if you had a cassette and you would read the cassette and it would the be cassette. Like, you'd be like trying to read like Stairway to Heaven. Right? Right?
Right. Exactly. Right. So like nobody does that anymore because you can just Google that
for ourselves. Right. You want to know the words to the song. Better start reading it.
Oh my God. If you don't remember the song or you think you know the song, you can Shazam it.
Yeah. And it just tells you the song now. Right. You can ask your phone what the song is and she'll tell you.
Okay. And like something they'll never do, or I don't think people do very often anymore, is send postcards when you're on vacation.
Remember, everybody did that. Everybody,
right? Oh,
right? Oh, I got a postcard from so-and-so. They're in Germany. Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. No, you don't. Nothing.
No.
Now you just send a tick. Now you just send a text and it's like as though they're not even away.
Right.
It's like they're just at home still.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
so crazy.
Yeah. And then it's like taking pictures to be developed. Nobody does that anymore.
Remember those days, right? You take it in and then and then when you go to pick them and then you have to wait a week and then you'd be like, I want the party pictures back. I want the party pictures back. And then you'd get them. And before you paid, you'd go through all of them to make sure that they were good. You'd be like, okay, fine. And then you'd pay for them. Right.
Oh yeah. And somebody else saw your shit.
Right. And somebody else saw all your shit. Somebody, and you know what? I wish. And if people ever, I always remember thinking, if people ever thought, no, nobody, there's confidentiality. Now we have confidentiality. We had all that shit back then too. We just didn't talk about it. If I was the person developing your pictures, I would have been like, so today, guess what I saw at work? Right? I would have been that girl. I would have been telling, or I'd be keeping one or something. That would have been like a job I would not have been very good at because I would have been in trouble.
No, you would have been blabbing everywhere.
I would have been, guess what? Oh, yeah. Guess what he was doing? Her on the picture, on the Polaroid, on the 35mm, right? On the Kodak disc, right? Flash didn't go off. The light bulb didn't go off, right? all those. And then remember, sometimes you couldn't even, cameras were so high tech, you couldn't even figure out how to put the film in half the time.
Oh, yeah.
And you take all these pictures and all of a sudden you'd go to take the film out and you'd realize the film hadn't loaded. And so you never got any pictures.
Right.
Dear people, don't talk to us. We have been there and done it and overcome it all.
We have dealt with things.
Dealt with it.
We have dealt with things.
Samantha.
Lisa.
I'm about to blow your mind up in here, up in here. I'm about to blow your mind up in here, up in here. Right now, you're probably wondering what just made me break out into that hip hop song. Okay. This is going to blow. This is big, big, big news, Samantha. I'm going to say it again. I'm about to blow your mind up in here, up in here. Red potatoes. We all love them, right? Red potatoes.
Woohoo.
They're dyed. I saw a TikTok. They start off as a brown potato and they're dyed red.
Serious?
Yeah. It's the sound of your mind blowing.
Yeah. I'm so disappointed.
They have this big fire hose that sprays them red. And then they're just a red potato.
Where?
On the TikTok.
On the TikTok?
That's where, like, I saw it.
Like, we've learned everything in the last God knows how long. From we've learned TikTok. It from TikTok.
From the TikTok. So somebody filmed the TikTok from, I'm assuming, their potato farm.
Huh.
And let loose the secret. Red potatoes are dyed.
Well, then what about the purple, little purple baby potatoes? Are you going to break my heart and tell me that they're...
That I don't know, but I'll see what the TikTok says. You go to the TikTok. The TikTok's got the answers.
Okay.
Somebody knows. Somebody knows. Somebody knows, Samantha.
All right.
Right.
I'm well, a
can you imagine red potatoes? Everybody's like, I'll take the red potatoes.
Well, should we be eating the skin then if they're being painted? Potato.
Well, I don't know. It's not paint, but whatever. Obviously, it's edible dye of some sort. And there's no way that it's a fake. I know right now, as friends of the podcast, there's a few of you naysayers out there going, it was on the TikTok and they don't fact check. And this is not true.
They don't.
It has to be true because I saw the video and there was way too much work involved to have made that not true. So I'm holding firm with it.
All right.
Holding firm with it.
I feel like someone will fact check and let us know.
I think they will too. I'll try and find it and put it someplace on our page or something. Right? Because I was like, no.
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 I don't want to eat something that's not its natural color.
Really? I think we do that all the time.
Well, that's true. That's, I mean.
Because is brown egg natural color or white egg natural color?
Depends on the chicken or the hen.
I don't know. How do you know? Why is there a brown egg and a white egg? Do we even know that answer?
I don't think we do.
Because if it's a chicken, does the chicken lay the egg?
Yes.
So if the chicken lays the egg, how does it know if it's going to be a brown egg or a white egg?
We don't know.
We need to know shit like this, I feel.
We do not. We're kind of dumb.
Are we dumb? Like, does that make us dumb? Because we don't know that.
No, you know what?
I feel a lot of people don't know.
I'm gonna roll this back. I was watching the Masters tournament for Jeopardy, and I got the final Jeopardy.
Look at you,
bro. I got it right.
Look at you. That doesn't happen.
These are very
often.
Smart people.
Yeah.
And two of them got it wrong. Two out of the three got it wrong.
What was the question?
Some emperor went to some city and you had to name the city. And it was like in 303. And I'm like, he went to Rome.
How did you know that? Because it
fit into the time period and all that kind of stuff. Rome. And these other two guys were like, Constantinople. And the one guy was like, Rome. Bing, dude, you got it right. And I'm like, my God, I just won Jeopardy.
But yet, when I say to you, how do you know why an egg is brown or white? Will your answer, Alex?
I don't know, because apparently I know some odd random fact about history.
from Rome, but I don't know about the farm animals and why they have different colored eggs. And somebody's going to fact check it, and it's going to be so simple. And then we are going to actually realize that we are dumb.
No, because it's, you know what it is? It's selective memory on what you would choose to keep in your brain. And I choose to not give a shit about the color of an egg.
Well, I'm curious about the chicken, actually, now.
All right. Somebody answer her question, please.
Yeah, right? How do you know? How do we know that?
Oh, my God. Okay, I got something better though.
Okay.
Was it an Instagram or was it TikTok? I don't know. But I came across it and I was like, I want to do that.
Oh, you got a new hobby.
No, it could be a new job.
Oh, look at you go.
If I'm willing to relocate.
Okay.
There is such a thing as a panda hugger.
A what?
A panda hugger. It
like
is
a bear.
Yes, a panda bear. It is a legit job.
Like legit. The panda bear.
Yes. And like I
saw panda bear.
There's these people hugging all these pandas. And these pandas are like, I'm living my best life right now.
Oh my God. You know what? If somebody wants to hug me, I'm going to think I'm living my best life right now too. I don't want you to hug me, mind you.
No.
But if somebody else wants to hug me, I guess you would be living your best life if that's all you did is just sat there and got hugged.
I was like, these pandas look so relaxed and so happy.
Really?
And all these people were doing was giving these pandas just long hugs.
Love.
Yeah, nice. Just a little hug. And I'm like, I could do that.
Where do you have to relocate to?
I think it was an Asian country. I don't
like
know
China
exactly.
Or Hong Kong.
Potentially.
Or wherever pandas grow.
Wherever pandas are. Huh, and again, probably something we should know.
Probably we should know, but.
Oh my God, I'm going to stop talking.
That's what this podcast is about. It should be named, How Stupid Are They? Really stupid, actually. This week we learned on I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam that those two are really,
really stupid.
Could they think their way out of a box? I don't know if I'm betting on that.
No, because, you know, it's bad enough that people think we're immature for our age, but now we're stupid. Like, is that helpful?
Now we're stupid and immature. God,
oh,
it's like we're 12
whatever.
Again. Whatever. Don't squash my spirit.
Don't squash my spirit.
That's what I think about that. Okay. I think that I've just been thinking about a lot of odd things from the past, right? Like, remember in the past when, like, we had to rely solely on maps for directions, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think, Samantha, that it was odd that we thought that if we went and asked the gas station attendant the directions, they were able to help us?
Like,
that's
what would
who we relied
think,
on.
Yes. And what would make us think that the gas station attendant would actually know where you're going?
Would like, know where you're
they're
going.
They're not, they weren't like the human version of Google.
Imagine if I was the gas station attendant. I would be messing with all you fuckers. Where do I go? You're going to go down the street 5 blocks. You're going to turn left. Then you're going to go 3 blocks. I got no, and you're going to pull away. I'm going to be like, no fucking
we're
clue.
We're totally entrusting
right?
our journey.
To a gas station attendant. No offense. And I'm not downgrading the gas station attendant. We're trusting somebody who just has no background in maps. I get that he sells some in his gas station back then, but he's not reading them. He's not caring about them.
No.
He's not interested in them.
No.
Yet, Hanny, can you pull over to the gas station? We've been driving around for hours. Can we just pull to the gas station and ask where to go? And we took that and ran with it.
And we trusted they're giving us the right direction.
We trusted that their map work was perfect.
A total stranger.
And it was in big cities. Mike and I did this in Calgary at the Grey Cup when we got married. So 2000, still all about maps. Same thing. We were looking for a venue and we couldn't find it. And Mike's like, I'll just go to the gas station. Gas station. And we took their word. We did not go. I don't think we got to where we were going very easily. Because then you got to pay attention to the directions, right? When we go to the lake and my father-in-law explains the TV, what do I say? Tell Sam, I'm already tuning you out. There's already too much to know. Right? I only want to know how to open the fridge.
Yes.
That's all I need to know.
Okay, well, here's hoping we don't break anything this year. Like, we broke the coffee maker that one year.
Right? You have a bad track record.
You have a bad track record.
I don't think I was making the coffee.
You were making the coffee.
I don't think it was me.
I think it was
you. I don't think it was me. But I just thought that that was so funny, right? That that's who we put our trust in major cities.
It is
big funny. Places. Right? That the 16-year-old kid at the gas station is going to give a shit. Because this 16-year-old kid wouldn't have cared.
Like, don't come to me because I only know things by landmarks. I don't know actual street names.
Right. And I feel that's because we're women. Women know things by landmark, not by streets.
I'm right? Like, I just wouldn't be able to do it.
No, right? Like, I know that Earl's in Saskatoon is the building that says bread and has a parrot on it. I don't know anything else about it. I just know that that's what I'm looking for, right? That's all I need to know.
That is all you need to know.
All I need to know.
You know what we need to know, though? Is why people have a hate on for tuna.
Oh, they hated your tuna.
And eggs.
Oh, now let's reveal. I guess we can reveal. So friends of the podcast, Sam's picks were the tuna. You had the tuna, you had the roast beef, and you had the pumpkin pie.
Yes.
My mom's picks were, well, not her picks because she did. My mom's stuff was French toast, homemade pizza, and carrot cake. And the HHG's mom was turkey, butter tarts, and
eggs Benny.
Eggs Benny. Oh, I told you, eggs Benny is going to go down.
Yeah, it went down hardcore. Right.
You just didn't want to tell the HHG about it.
It's right up there with tuna.
Totally, right? Saw Eggs Benny. When she put Eggs Benny, I'm like, if it was you, I would have said, you sure you want Eggs Benny? But it was HHG's first time playing, right? I'm like, all right, let's go with it.
But nobody has had her Eggs Benny, so.
Oh, and she makes Eggs Benny at the lake.
At the lake.
I feel that those are Eggs Benny. That eggs. If she got that from her mom, those are Eggs Benny. Those Eggs Benny don't get kicked.
Nope.
No.
They are
a work of art.
They were delicious, but they didn't like your French toast either that much.
No, because people are like, I don't like French toast.
I don't like it. And like they had a little hate on for pumpkin pie as well.
Yeah, right.
It's hard. Nobody picked your pizza though.
No, right? And my mom used to make the best homemade pizza. And it's funny, my kid's sister answered, and I didn't know if she would remember homemade pizza because it was a treat, right? And I said to her, I said, you know which ones were mom's? And she said, carrot cake. Homemade pizza, and then she put a question mark. I'm like, and French toast. She's like, I don't think she cooked French toast. She used to. We used to have it for breakfast. And I don't know. She didn't remember that too much, but I remembered that. People hate the tuna.
People hate the tuna.
Hated the tuna.
I just recently had tuna fish with my mother, so that's why I remembered it. And she just fed me roast beef the other day, so I'm like, roast beef.
There you go. Now, does she do the Yorkshire puddings?
She wanted to, but Dad nixed it.
Oh, too bad. Come on, yeah. Larry.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Right? Come on. Okay, this is what I was thinking the other day, Samantha. Has someone invented sweet potato tater tots, or am I the genius who wants to invent this?
I don't know. I've never seen them. I think someone probably has.
You think so? And why are we not enjoying them, right? Because that sounds like a perfect food.
I don't think I would like a sweet potato tater tot.
But you like,
I only like this
if it's crispy.
If it's crispy, then I'll eat it. But if it's like, then no.
Well, make the tater tot crispy.
How do you make a tater tot crispy?
Just cook it a little bit longer. I can make anything crispy. I'm really, really good that way. It's a gift that I have. You'd be quite surprised. I say we add it to the Boom Baby Bakery.
I think that's a great idea.
Add it to the restaurant. And then it got me thinking, with it being such nice weather, what about a Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe food truck?
Why haven't we ever thought of that before?
Well, we maybe dabbled one time about it, but this is what I'm thinking. This is what I see in big lights. Sliders and slaw. Sliders and slaw. Right? As if people aren't going to line up for what?
Oh,
sliders and slaw.
Sliders and slaw.
Sliders and slaw from the Boom Baby Bakery.
Oh, Cafe. My God.
Right? Sliders and slaw.
Now, if only the city we lived in, Saskatoon, would let us drink alcohol just
sliders
out in the open.
Cider.
Slider, slaw, and cider.
Cider, slaw, and cider. Right? Cider, slaw, and slush.
And why when you said that, did I automatically think of like a big neon sign blinking? Sliders and
right.
slaw.
Right, blinking. Sliders and slaw. Sliders and slaw. Sliders and slaw. Sliders and slaw. Right? I can see it. I can see it happening.
Oh my God.
Right? Boom, baby, bakery, food truck, no hair, sliders and slaw.
You know, if only we'd won that $5 million, Lisa, we could actually make the Boom Baby Bakery.
Right. See, if you would have just only played, could have been our time. We could have been a contender. Samantha.
Oh, crap.
Friends of the podcast, keep your eyes open and we could franchise it. It'd be in mall sliders and slaw. Right? Cool. Okay. Patent it, copyright it quick. Somebody's going to steal it. Right? You know, out there somewhere, there's a Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe, and we just don't know about it.
We
right?
just don't know. Yep.
No, it's there. I don't. Sometimes I'm like, we should Google it. I don't want to Google it, actually.
Don't Google it. We'll
don't
be upset.
Google it. I don't want to know who's running my cafe. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. I was watching something, and who remembers the counting song from Sesame Street?
Okay. So you were watching Sesame Street?
No, it was a TikTok or something.
I remember the song.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah. Could you sing with me? Because it sounds better when you sing with me and not against me. You. Yeah. Let's try that again.
I sing only for Lisa.
A 1 and a 2 and a 3.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Right?
I love that 70s disco style stuff.
That's when the Sesame Street was at its best.
Yeah.
I watched, funny that you mentioned Sesame Street, because I saw an old skit on the TikTok from Sesame Street from the 70s. And it was of the girl who was going, it was her first trip to the grocery store, and she had to buy a carton of milk, a loaf of bread, and a stick of butter.
Yes.
And the whole way, she says it the whole way.
Yeah.
And the moral of the story is the mom was like, she was like, I did it. And the mom's like, I knew you could do it. And I'm like, that's such an uplifting message, because the little girl almost forgot, little cartoon girl almost forgot. She's like, stick of butter and a stick of butter and a carton of milk and a loaf of bread. And I'm like, oh my God, it took me right back to being 5. And just being like, how isn't it funny how you can just remember that so clearly?
And who sends their kids to the grocery store by themselves? Nobody. Anymore.
Kids anymore. Aren't even going to the grocery store, right?
Kids aren't going anywhere by themselves anymore.
No. They're not allowed to.
No. Right?
They're not allowed to.
Okay. So I was watching TV the other day and I was like, what is this? And I'm like, what? Apparently, it came back, and I don't know why, but you know how America Has Talent?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, we're doing a Canadian version again, and I thought we had done one season, and because it was so horrific,
we determined that we did not have talent.
Yeah, we decided to not do it again, but apparently, it's season 2, and there is like several episodes in already. And I'm like, they're already at the semifinals. And I'm like watching this and I'm like, this is what you picked?
And
this was good?
Do we have talent?
No!
We still don't have talent. Season 2, still no talent.
We don't have talent. And I'm like, and it's Howie Mandel is in there. He's one of the panel judges. Right. And Cardinal
Official. He's probably shaking his head because he's probably like, I got to do this because I'm Canadian. It's in my contract.
It's in my contract.
Right.
But Cardinal is in there. Cardinal's cool though.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
But these 4 judges and there's 2 women I don't even know. And I don't even recognize the host of the show. And I'm like, who are you? Like, I don't even
nobody wants to put their name on that show because it's horrible.
I was just watching it and I'm like, I tried to stay in it and I'm like, nope, I can't because it was horrible. It was horrible.
Unfortunately, Canada does not have talent.
We don't have, like, I'm just like, why are we doing this to ourselves?
Right. And then it's just bad, right? Then we just get made fun of on the playground. Come on. We don't need that.
Do you remember when we did Canadian Idol?
Right.
And then we stopped doing it for a reason.
Yeah, because we were not Canadian idols.
We were not. Right?
We were not idols. We were not in that element.
The ones that make it famous? Should be famous,
right? They're going to be famous anyways without a show. They're going to figure it out. They're going to get their shit done and they're going to be famous.
Oh my God. But it was just, it's like, again, we don't have talent. And I'm like, Howie, what are you doing?
Well, like I said, I'm sure he's obligated. He's contractually binded or something to it.
Oh, must be.
I'm sure. I don't know. I learned something really, really cool on Monday. Come back from my holidays. Uh-huh. Took a week off. Come back to work. You know what I learned?
What?
I love working. I love work. You know that about me, right?
I do.
I love work. I like so just love work. It doesn't matter, right? I'm just chit-chatting and just happy to be back with the gang.
There right? you go.
That's all I got to say about that.
All right.
But I always love work.
You do.
Always, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, right? One time doesn't I didn't matter. Love work.
But one time.
For the most part, I always love work.
You always do.
Right? For the most part, I always love work.
And now you're back to being gift shop lady.
Gift shop lady. Gift shop lady back in the house. You betcha. You betcha.
Okay. So I don't know. Like, I don't know if you guys do this, but do you keep your leftovers?
Okay. So if I had my way, no, because ew, yuck, unless it's turkey or roast beef. But yeah, we do because Michael eat it for like, I'd keep meatloaf too. Michael eat it for like maybe the next meal sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But do people sometimes keep the leftovers knowing full well that they're not going to, but they feel obligated to keep it?
My sister and her family, I just witnessed that this week while I was there. Totally. Everything, every single thing gets kept for the entire week until the next garbage day. And somebody believes they're going to eat that shit. And I'm like, you guys aren't going to eat any of this shit ever. Why do we do that? Why do people do that? You're not going to eat the leftovers. You know that when you pack it up, right? You know that you're probably not going to have those last three bites of rice. Just throw it away.
Throw it away.
Right? Like I get there's some meals that we'll left over. We'll eat as a leftover.
Have we been guilted into keeping leftovers?
I don't know. Listen to the HHG. HHG, she'll eat the cup that the nacho sauce comes in.
Oh, that's right. She does.
Right?
That.
She eats the plate. Like not the plate, like because it comes as a because it comes out on a taco shell. She'll eat the plate. She lets nothing go to waste, that girl.
That's true. That's right? true. But do you remember when we were kids and we would leave stuff on our plate or we didn't want to eat it and our parents guilted us into believing that we were, you know.
Yes. You can't say it now because it's really unpolitically correct.
It's unpolitically
but yes, correct. I know what you're talking about.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I think everybody probably does know, but don't say it. Don't say it.
Because... Like,
yes.
Is that why we keep leftovers?
I'm curious to know how we're getting out of this. how we're backing our way out of this controversy.
But is that why we keep leftovers? Is because we
I don't know, because I don't care. I think keep it because we're just told you better keep it.
Because you shouldn't throw out anything, right? You should be happy that you had food.
That we have it. Yes, definitely, right? And we are, I think we are happy that there's food, but there's also lots of food that we waste too. Like Samantha, here's your top five wasted foods. Okay. Lettuce. Everybody wastes salad.
Mm-hmm.
Bananas, right? I do this now because we brought bananas back. Once the banana gets too yellow, I'm pretty much, this is what I say to Mike. Oh, there's some bananas for you. And same with my grapes. When my grapes start to get too ripe, I'll say to Mike, oh, you know what? There's some grapes in the fridge because it's shit and I don't want to eat it, right? So we're wasting it. I'm wasting it. Apples, because once they start to get bruisey, nobody's eating bruisey apples.
No.
But I feel a man will because a man will cut that bruise out, right?
Probably.
Women, are you cutting out the bruise of an apple? I'm throwing the apple away.
I'd cut around it if I felt the other part of the apple was okay.
I wouldn't. And bread. How often do you throw away bread?
Lots.
Lots, right?
Lots.
Yeah. Like, so what would your biggest waste be? What's your number one leftover? What's your number one waste?
Well, my number one leftover probably is like pasta.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll eat pasta the second day.
Right. Will you eat it the third day?
No.
No, because right, we're bored of it by then.
I'm a two-dayer at most. I will probably waste lettuce like everybody else. I don't buy bananas because bananas don't stay ripe enough for me.
Right. So you fall into that category.
Yes, because
I know, right?
But yeah, I waste bread and I feel bad about that because I really
Waste bread. We always have. So Mike will have a bread going and then he'll go and get groceries and then there'll be like the new bread, like waiting like for the old bread to finish. And in a family of two, I feel sometimes we don't eat as much bread as what we used to. So I'm always like hesitating on having a sandwich because I know that the old bread has been there a little bit longer. It's still good, but it's not as good as the new bread that's waiting, right? And I'm like, when can we throw away the old bread? Nothing wrong with the old bread. Oh, and then he'll say, you can start the new bread. Yay. And then I'll delve into the new bread. And he's a trooper. He'll eat the old bread.
Well, because he doesn't have a hang up around bread.
Right? I have a hang up. It needs to be squishy and gushy and touchy and feely. Right?
This is true.
So I don't know. I don't know why we do that with the leftovers. It's weird.
So bizarre.
But we do it.
We do. We're wasters.
Whatever. That's how we were raised, right?
Okay, I need us to think about bathrooms.
Okay. Why?
When you think about bathrooms, do you not think it's odd that we all go into a huge room?
Why do we need to think
with
about
this? Stalls where we hear each other do our business, the pee, the farts, the puke, the whatever, right? And then we come out of the stall and we meet each other at the sink and we pretend like we haven't just done all the things we've just done. And hopefully we're washing our hands.
Right? I don't know.
I was just thinking about that the other day and I'm like, that's really odd.
Yeah.
That we're in a cubicle. It's not soundproof.
Not soundproof.
You know, someone's sitting on a toilet.
Yep, listening to you do your business.
Right? And like, that's really odd.
It is odd. It's really odd. Yeah.
So it's really
gross,
what you
actually
really what you need is soundproof stalls.
That would be nice at least. But then if they're soundproof, then they're probably the stink probably stays put.
Yes. And that's gross.
Disgusting, right?
Right. Unless there's like a ventilation system.
I swear to God, public washrooms, I refuse to give them much time to think. I can't do it.
So you think it's really odd.
Ugh. Right.
And like and then let's go there and gross a lot of people out. If you go to public washrooms, say in a mall or at the movie theater, how many people have sat on that toilet?
It's disgusting.
Right?
Remember when we used to work at Pennington's and we had a public washroom?
Oh my God. The bane of our existence.
And on Saturdays, I'd get pissed off and I'd be like, it's out of service. Out of service. I'm not dealing with people.
We're so
all they're
rude.
Doing today is coming to the bathroom. And that's disgusting, right?
We're so rude.
Oh,
and people, like, there were people who went to town.
Who like woke up and thought, I'm going to do my business there.
Yeah. It was
so bad. My private business there.
So bad.
It was so bad, right?
I just thought about it the other day and I'm like, this is really odd. This is really like, I don't get it. Why are we doing this?
So nasty.
And then we just meet each other at the sink. Hi.
Right,
how are
like,
you?
Hi.
As we wash our hands.
As we wash our hands.
I just heard you.
Okay, but what about if you're a dude and you've just been at the urinal holding your dick? That's even weirder. Right? You're just like holding your dick, chit-chatting. Weird.
Hey, Bob. Hi, Bob.
Do they chit-chat? I feel that they
do
chit-chat.
I don't know. Do they chit-chat?
I don't know. Friend, men of the podcast, do you hold your dick and chit-chat in the bathroom? That's the question. That's what Lisa and Sam are wondering about. Right?
I never thought of it. Yeah. Like that's bizarre too.
That's even more awkward, right? At least we're like hiding our business. They're like holding their business.
But guys will pee in front of each other. They'll be out in the bush and they'll just,
they don't.
I got to pee. Unzip.
Yeah. Women, we care. We do care. We care.
Apparently we do.
Remember in the summer when we peed in the lake and HHG would have none of that? She's like, I'm not doing that.
Right? Because apparently she's more lady
in the lake.
She's a lady like that way.
Hey, I'm going inside. Okay. I just peed. Right?
I'm about to blow your mind.
Right. It's different. Once you're in the lake, women will pee in the lake with each other. That's different, right?
Give the protein to the fishes.
Right, they're fine. It all just mixes in. You're good. You're good. Guess what I bought? I bought a new mascara.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
Drew Barrymore's brand, Elf.
Oh, no, it's not Elf.
Elf?
Who does Elf? Elf is not her brand.
Is she not Elf?
Nope. It's flowers.
I'm sure she was Elf.
Nope.
She's not Elf?
Nope.
Who's Elf?
Nope.
She's
nobody.
Not.
Nobody.
Somebody's Elf. It's nope. called Elf. I have yep. a, I have an eyeshadow too.
No, I know. Elf is a thing, but it's not owned by her.
But it's not her. I thought it was her.
It's not her.
All right. Well, I was going to give her a little plug.
You know nothing.
I know nothing. What I do know, though, is that my new mascara is called Lash and Load, and it's lash and it's loaded. Can you tell? Can you see?
No, I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't.
It is so loaded. Like, okay. I have so much mascara on. You could put me at the corner, Samantha.
But don't. Right?
You'd put me at the corner.
Oh, my God. Yep.
That's where I could go with my eyes right now.
Yes.
My eyes
okay.
could go to the corner. And they're loaded. But only here's the downfall, right? Is that they're so loaded that when I wash my mascara off and my makeup off at night, uh-huh. it, like, runs on my face.
Yeah.
What's that about? I've never had that experience before.
Because it's actually good mascara.
Is that why? It didn't cost yeah. me much money. It was on yeah. sale.
No, Elf is there. They have some really good products.
So that's why. So because it's good, I have to wear it longer. It's got to live on my cheek at some point.
Well, wash it off.
I know, but it's an extra wash. So it's the stuff.
Then get some eye makeup remover then.
That's what I'm
and remove your mascara.
Still on my cheeks, it seems.
Then you're not doing it right.
I don't know. I'm in my bags under my eyes space of my life.
Well, you don't need mascara sitting on that.
I know, right? And that's my concern. And then I have mascara sitting on that, right? And I'm like,
Then you know what? At least you're gonna have to go the extra step and actually wash your face.
I'm washing it and I'm using the cleanser, not like on my face, but I'm using like on my eyes, the cleanser. Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't want to talk to you about that. You're just making fun of me now. I know you. Right?
I'm not making fun of you. I think it's funny that you have eye makeup remover.
Of course I remove my makeup.
I thought you just, you know, used ivory soap.
No, what I usually use is sometimes I just use a little bit of soap on the face cloth, clean off uh-huh. the money maker. But okay. but with my makeup, right, I take that stuff that looks like water,
yeah.
in the container,
yes,
and I put that on like a pad, uh-huh. and I clean my eyes, uh-huh. rub it over my face.
You just got to keep going until it's gone.
It seems like a lot of work.
Okay.
Right? Like it's like adding time to the process, Samantha.
Right? I don't know what else to tell you.
I don't know. It's hard being a girl.
It is
hard. It's a lot of work being a girl. It's a lot of work being a girl.
Yeah.
Right? That's all I can say. All I gotta say about that.
Yep.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You know?
This is the difference between us and I don't know. Everybody else,
right? It just isn't easy.
Everyone else looks like they're flawless and can do it, and there's nothing going wrong. Us?
Nope. Lots going
Everything's
wrong.
Everything's wrong.
It's not good. It's not good at all.
It is a hot mess, people.
It's a hot mess, right? A hot mess. We all can't be men.
No, apparently not. Okay. I just read, and I don't know how you're going to feel about this. Robert De Niro just had a baby at the age of 79.
Oh, I don't feel good about that at all.
I was just like, are you kidding me? At some point, does sperm not die? Does it not just dry up?
Why is he not in menopause?
Why don't men have menopause?
Right? It's named after them. Right? Why don't they have men? Why is he not shooting blanks by now? Why is he still shooting?
Like,
how Robert De Niro, give it up already.
How did our genetics work out that men going into their 80s can still have babies?
Oh my God.
And right? Women start to fall apart. And
women have had enough at 35.
And like
I'm done.
In their 40s, it's perimenopause, you know, unless maybe it's earlier, it depends on the person. And then you go into menopause and we stop being able to have babies, which is perfectly all right. And I'm pretty sure women are like, we're good. We did all that we needed to do. We're good. But men continue on.
Plant that seed.
Forever.
Plant that seed.
He already had six. He has six kids. Yeah, now he has seven kids.
Right, he didn't need another kid.
It's not like he needed a legacy. He already had six.
And he's not going to live long enough for that kid to get to high school.
I don't, right? Like, it's just so bizarre. Like,
weird.
I don't get that. And weird. I get it. Oh, like, oh, people just leave him alone. Okay, but think of it.
But no.
Why is it? Oh, why is it? Why can't the sperm die? Why don't they die?
Good God, right?
Right?
No offense, but 79, like enough already.
Well, apparently nobody told him that he should get a vasectomy.
Right? He should be getting a lot of things. He should be getting his head examined. He should be getting a vasectomy. He should just like, so should she. She should get a vasectomy too.
No, it's just like, I mean, who knows how old the person is, the woman, I guess. True. I don't know. But I'm sure she is of an age where she wants to have a child, which is perfectly all right. That's fine. But
there's so many things I think I just
have a problem with the fact that old guys, like in their 60s,
are still shooting swimmers. Yeah, like stop it. Just enough of that already.
Why can't Mother Nature go, and you're 60, we're done?
Yeah, you're done. You're done. Yeah, that's how it should be. Totally. It's weird. It's just weird. You know what else is, you know what else is really weird? The cherry in the fruit cocktail.
Should it be there?
It shouldn't be there, actually. Neither, and actually this is going to sound weird, neither should the little grapes.
Yes, that doesn't make sense either.
Right? Neither really should be there. Don't get me wrong, Samantha. I think that fruit cocktail in the can is delicious. I think it's one of God's greatest inventions. I think God knocked it out of the park when he invented fruit cocktail. Right? And I don't know if it's the fruit or if it's the syrupy sauce. It's probably the syrupy sauce, if the truth be known.
It's the sauce.
But it's so good, right? Right? Mm-hmm. But I don't need the cherry and I don't need the grapes. And I love grapes. You know, I love my grapes, but I don't need them to be little in the fruit cocktail. I just need the peaches, the pineapple, and the pear.
All right.
That's all.
Maybe
I need,
you need to write to the fruit cocktail company.
It's time to change it up. Get out what's not needed. Nobody, who's eating the cherry?
Nobody.
Nobody, right? It's like,
it doesn't look natural.
It doesn't, because it's not red, it's pink.
It's gross.
It's turned color in there, right? It's turned color. It's turned pink instead of red. Yeah, it's not right. And the grapes have gotten quite a bit smaller than what they started out as.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
But don't get me wrong. I love a fruit cocktail.
Okay.
Are you a fruit cocktail girl?
No.
No, you're not. I don't really see you enjoying savoring
fruit can.
Being your go-to snack.
No, it is not.
Well, I can eat the whole can. Hey, I dump it into a bowl, it's gone. It is not a two servings. It lies. It's one serving. Totally one serving. Yeah, totally.
Okay. Totally. Well. Yeah.
And I love it.
I know. I'm not doing that though.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Lisa.
Samantha.
What's making you shake your head this week?
Oh, you know what I'm shaking my head at this week, Samantha? I'm shaking my head at people explaining why they're coughing.
Well, because we've been so
conditioned
over the three.
Enough. You don't need to tell me. I know why you're coughing. I'm not going to just assume that you have COVID. I promise you. I don't go around when somebody like sniffs or coughs. My first go-to is not that you have COVID. It's maybe that you have allergies or a cold.
Well, right? Now it's allergy season.
I have put COVID on the back burner. It's in the back. It doesn't live in the front of my world anymore. It's in the back, but it's still important. I get that, but it's not. But every time somebody's like, cough, cough. They're like, oh, but I don't have COVID. Well, I'm assuming that you don't have COVID, because if you have COVID, you're supposed to be at home, fucker.
Right. We're still supposed to do that.
You're still supposed to do that. And I work in a hospital. So I'd like to think that if you're coughing, instead of explaining to me why you're coughing, just put the mask back on while you're at work. And then it saves you having to talk, saves people talking about you, wondering why you're coughing.
Right.
Let's just stop wondering why people are coughing. If you got a cough, mask up. Right. I don't know. I shake my head at that, because I'm just like, every day I hear so many people telling me why they're coughing. I know it's not COVID. I actually wasn't even thinking it was COVID. I was thinking maybe a mask wouldn't hurt, but whatever. You know? But that's just because we know better, right? We know that masks, at least, like, we don't need to get a cold either, right? I don't want COVID, but I also don't want, like, your coffee messiness all over me either.
Well, it's still a cold, and colds can still be spread, and same with the flu, right?
Ideally, I'd like to just stay healthy.
Right. Exactly. Right?
What about you? What are you shaking your head at this week?
Okay. I'm just going to go there because I need to talk about it again.
Oh, I think I know where you're going.
I've done it before and I'm going to do it again. I'm going to talk about it because it's still an annoyance. And I don't know why I have such a fixation on it, but it drives me bananas. Bikes are back.
You're the ruler of the road.
Oh my God, I can't handle it. Because if they're on the sidewalk, fine. If they're on the side of the road, that's fine. But this gentleman was not doing either of those things. He was acting like a car. He was actually in the lane, waiting at the light, just like a car. And no offense, dude, you can't pedal fast enough to not
be a car.
Piss off everybody behind you.
Right.
Because vehicles that can go the speed limit, we actually want to get to our destination before a half an hour or an hour.
Where do you suggest they go?
Anywhere else but in front of me. That's all that I ask. And all I thought was, did we not just spend money on freaking bike lanes?
But then
don't
we took
you have
away.
Somewhere to
we
go?
Gave them back. We did. Our city spent lots of money on bike lanes, and then they took half of them back.
Because our tree planting mayor has bad ideas. That's why.
I know. Like back in my day, you used to ride your bike on the sidewalk and nobody cared.
Well, and then that being said, that was funny. I was walking to work and all I hear is ching, 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 ching.
Oh my God.
On the sidewalk. And all I thought was, oh my God.
Somebody had a bell.
Yes. And they were like, I'm behind you. I'm behind you. And I'm like, and meanwhile, they like zipped past. I had to move over because I had to let the bike pass me. And I'm like, and again, so where do we fit in? You're not a car. You're not a pedestrian. Where are we putting these things? Who invented a bike? Now I have problems.
Well, God knows you didn't want to take up biking, right?
No, now I know why. I'm such hatred. Oh my God.
I feel you are not a friend of the bikes.
You know what? I just don't know where they fit, because if you're a pedestrian, they're going to run you over. If you're in a car, they're going to be in your way. And it's like, where do you live?
It's very true. It's a good question. I don't have the answer. I just know it picks your ass.
It's so
And more people are starting to bike. So I feel that this is on you and you're going to have to figure it out.
I know.
You are going to have to try and just be okay with being okay.
Oh, shut up. Right?
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say about that, Samantha.
You and your goddamn phrase.
Right? You got to figure it out there.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
I will not be over this.
I know you don't do well with this.
No, I do not do well.
No.
Okay. We guys, we do, however, want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com and you might just find it being mentioned during an episode. You can also find us, you know how to connect with us because you talk to us all the time and we love it. So we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, and we have TikTok. And it's just, I shake my head with Lisa and Sam. That's all you got to do. Type us in. Boom. There we go.
We're around.
Boop. We're up. And If you like us enough, we do have Patreon, which is patreon.com. You've taken it away from me, Lisa. You've wiped it out. So now I'm going by memory.
It was never there. It was never there. You never put it in there.
You took it away.
I didn't. So Friends of the Podcast is talking about our notes that she always meticulously writes.
Okay, guys, we have Patreon. It's Patreon.
You can Google that too.
Yes. And for as little as $2.
I shake my head. Patreon.com.
Okay. For as little as $2 a month, you can get the episode early and an extra episode every month. We do have Threadless, which is threadless.com, which is just I shake my head. Threadless.com. And get some swag. Because why wouldn't you want Lisa's ugly face? Or a fucking t-shirt.
I'm a pretty girl.
You took away my notes. I didn't do it.
Shit. You never finished your notes.
Yes, I did.
No. And then when I said I made some changes, you decided not to look at all of them. I didn't touch that part.
You.
All right.
Anyways.
And we just want to thank John.
Yes. And we want to thank John Jamingo for helping us out with our podcast. He is the best kept secret in podcasting.
I'm going to say thank you to John because he had the better baseball team for the last 2 days. My Jays lost to his Phillies. So I can be a big enough person to admit we played like crap and his team played better. Oh. But it was close.
Right? Okay.
Stay tuned. All right, Samantha. That's all we got.
It's all we got, right?
Yep. We're done.
We're done
for another week. Another week.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, Samantha. Friends of the podcast, have yourself a fantastic week. Keep downloading and subscribing. Follow us, like Sam just said, on all of our socials and get your people listening to us. We want to keep growing. So recommend us, please. Come on. How much fun are we? Right? We're just people having fun. All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.